In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us kneel. For today's Feast of the Immaculate Conception, blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. From Proverbs chapter 8, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of His ways, before He made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity, and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Immaculate Mary, pray for us. Immaculate Mother of God,
pray for us.
Immaculate Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Immaculate Virgin who has triumphed over original sin,
pray for us.
Immaculate Virgin who has crushed the serpent's head,
pray for us.
Immaculate Queen at the right hand of thy Son, Immaculate Dispenser of Graces,
pray for us.
Immaculate Spouse of St. Joseph,
pray for us.
Immaculate Model of All Perfection,
pray for us.
Impregnable Tower before the enemy,
pray for us.
Most August Temple of God,
pray for us.
Fountain ever clear and sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Pray for us.
O Mary, thou art all fair, the original stain is not in thee. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, Thou art the joy of Israel. Thou art the great honor of our people. Thou art the advocate of sinners. O Mary, Virgin most prudent, Mother most clement, pray for us. Intercede for us with our Lord Jesus Christ. In thy conception, O Virgin Mary, thou wast immaculate. Pray for us to the Father, whose Son was born of thee. Amen. Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it's also the second Sunday of Advent. Truly today we give thanks and praise to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for the astounding privilege of grace granted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In her conception, she was full of grace. In her conception, she was immaculate. The Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary means that from the first instant of her existence, from the first moment of her conception, she was preserved from all stain of original sin on account of the future merits of her Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. Today, then, is truly a day to give thanks and praise to God for this, again, astounding work of His grace. The Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a singular example of the infinite power of God's grace. And it's also a singular example of how God grants grace to overcome sin. He grants grace to defeat sin. He grants grace to vanquish sin. Especially today and during this season of Advent, strongly encourage you. Reflect on the following, because this has much to do with this great feast and this great mystery of the Immaculate Conception. Reflect on the fact that God's grace is infinitely powerful. There's no more powerful force in this world than God's grace. Whatever our needs may be, first place we should go is to God and to ask for His help and His grace, whether for temporal needs or spiritual needs. The grace of God is infinitely powerful. And with the grace of God, I can overcome whatever sin plagues or tempts me. One of the beautiful aspects of today's feast is, again, we see the very close connection between the grace that God gives and a perfect liberation from sin. Some of you may know one of the many heresies that are being spread today within the Catholic Church, heresies that oftentimes are coming from the highest places, from Rome, from the Vatican, from Francis. But one of those heresies is the heresy that, well, they're just some sins that we can't overcome them. This was particularly one of the points that was being made in terms of resisting this heresy when the letter came out, Amoris Laetitiae. It was, I think, maybe back in, like, let's say, maybe 2015, so we're talking about 8 or 9 years ago. And so the whole heretical argument being that, well, if certain people, and here specifically referring to the couples that are living in sin outside of the sacrament of holy matrimony, the idea kind of being, well, it's too difficult for them to really live a holy and chaste life and to not continue in a life of sin. And so because God is merciful and you can't expect this much from the faithful, kind of trying to say, well, it's okay because God is merciful. Horrific, because it is a denial of the all-powerful grace of God. Again, it's striking at the very nature of grace, striking at the very nature of God's goodness and of the fact that God always comes to our aid and assistance with His grace, striking against the fact that God's grace is all-powerful. And also very much striking against the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. God, here we see in the Immaculate Conception, we can say that we see as much as we can see here on this earth, we see the full force and the full power and the full grandeur of God's grace, where not even the tiniest speckle of sin is able to touch the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And again, because of God's grace, with the grace of God, and again, here is where we have to make it as personal as we can, because this should affect every aspect of our daily lives. With the grace of God, I can overcome whatever sin plagues or tempts me. I can overcome whatever difficulty. However weak I may or may not be, with the help of God's grace, I can overcome this and I can grow in holiness. Because it's not primarily me, it's God's grace. And so also we should reflect on the fact that we should value God's grace above everything. God's grace is all important. There's nothing that we should value more on this earth than God's grace. And again, that's why it's so important that we pray. That's why during this holy season of Advent, Holy Mother Church encourages us to move ourselves more, to pray, to fast, to give alms. Because all of these are ways that we open our souls to God's grace. And we're asking for the help of God's grace. Obviously, we have to ask for God's grace so that then, with the help of His grace, we can overcome whatever sin or temptation, whatever difficulty. But God's grace is all important. God's grace is the only thing that's going to last. Remember the Holy Gospel from last Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. From the Gospel of St. Luke, when our Lord speaks and says how heaven and earth shall pass away. All the visible world will pass away. And then He says, but My words will not pass away. Very easily we can insert there, but My grace will not pass away. Of course not. Because always remember this. This is something to be reflecting on also during this time of Advent. God's grace will never pass away. The grace with which your soul leaves this earth, and we're hoping your soul leaves this earth with grace, Because if it doesn't leave with grace, that's, if a soul dies in a state of mortal sin, that means it's outside of God's grace and condemned to hell for all eternity. But the point here is about grace is that the amount of grace in your soul when you die, that's going to determine your glory in heaven. Grace will never pass away. It will, in a sense, you could say, be turned into the glory of heaven. We must value God's grace above everything. And that's why one of the famous sayings in the lives of the saints, in the life of, I believe it was King Louis the Ninth, his mother, a very holy woman, she would tell him when he was growing up that she would rather see him dead than commit a mortal sin. Because it's placing the value of God's grace above everything else. And that's what we have to strive to do. That's what also the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother should help us to see, the grandeur and the greatness of God's grace. And again, let us never forget, God gives grace in order to help us overcome and vanquish sin. This is very specific to the Immaculate Conception. Obviously, He also gives us grace for a lot of things, but we specifically want to reflect on how it's so important that we fight against sin. That's why God gives us grace, to help us to overcome and vanquish sin. He gives us the necessary help, strength, and light to overcome sin. Even this very season of Advent, this season of Advent, is God offering us special grace, calling us again to pray, to do penance, to give alms. May this Feast of the Immaculate Conception encourage you to pray constantly for the help of God's grace. God, give me the help I need. Give me the strength I need. Give me the light I need. All of these are ways that we try to describe the great mystery of grace. When God gives us light, where He shows us the truth, where He shows us the way. There are still many, many Catholics today, some amongst us here, but especially I'd say in the mainstream church, that need a lot of light, a lot of God's grace, and also strength of will, so that they can see and carry out, so that they can see all of the errors and heresies that are being spread in the church today, so they can also see the importance of recovering the true Catholic Mass. It's really sad how so many Catholics today are content in the new Mass. They're content and they think things are okay, or they're indifferent and they don't care. They desperately need light and strength from God. They need the help of God's grace. If you remember last Sunday, I was focusing on the final verse from the epistle, Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And that phrase is, quote, "Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ," close quote. And I told you last Sunday, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, it means to turn away from sin. And to never do anything that is displeasing to Jesus. To really live after the example of our Savior Jesus Christ. Seeking always to please Him, to conform your will to His. I told you, give Him your will. Give Him your mind. Give Him your heart. Give Him your body. That's what it means to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, once again today, also on the second Sunday of Advent, and especially Feast of the Immaculate Conception, this is confirmed once again. Because our Blessed Mother, also especially in her Immaculate Conception, she gives us a perfect example of what it means to put on our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's introit uses this imagery very beautifully of how our Blessed Mother is clothed. We could say clothed in purity. Clothed in the holiness of God. Put on our Lord Jesus Christ. And notice that by virtue of her immaculate conception, from the very moment of her conception, she gives to God completely her will, her mind, her heart, her body. By her immaculate conception, Mary fulfills this perfectly. This call to give Christ your will. Don't do your own will. Seek to do His will. Seek to please Him. Give Christ your will. Give Christ your mind. Give Christ your heart. Give Christ your body. The Blessed Virgin Mary fulfills this perfectly in her Immaculate Conception. Mary's body, heart, mind, and will belong completely to God. Sin doesn't even have a chance. But again, reflect on this. Because the moment sin enters, you can't give it to God. God and sin are completely opposed. The more sin enters into your mind and into your heart and into your body, how is Christ going to reign? How are you going to give that to God? St. John Damascene, doctor of the church, he's comparing Mary to the Garden of Eden, to paradise. What I'm going to quote to you, the words are, this paradise. Well, he's referring to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, St. John Damascene states, quote, "To this paradise, the way for the serpent was not open. To this paradise, the way for the serpent was not open. The serpent did enter into the first paradise, the Garden of Eden." St. John Damascene says, "To this paradise, the way for the serpent was not open." In other words, the serpent never found a way into her body. The serpent never found a way into her heart. The serpent never found a way into her mind. The serpent never found a way into her will. Every time that we sin, and every time that we disobey God, and every time that we go against God, think about this, reflect on this, because this is the reality. The serpent is finding a way into your body, into my body. The serpent is finding a way into your heart, into my heart. The serpent is finding a way into your mind, into my mind. He's finding a way into your will and into my will. And that's what the devil is always trying to do. Always trying to get a foothold in our mind, in our will, in our heart, in our body. I conclude by calling your attention to, I hope that there are many of you that are already familiar with this. I've mentioned it in the past, for sure. But I want to call it to your attention again. And it's a short little prayer that St. Alphonsus Liguori, he teaches us to pray this. And again, it's significant that it specifically is invoking the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He tells us to pray, "By thy immaculate conception, O Mary, make my body pure and my soul holy." By thy immaculate conception, O Mary, make my body pure and my soul holy. All of you parents that are here this morning, that you have your little ones with you, remember this, because all of the little ones can learn this prayer. It's not that difficult to learn. By thy immaculate conception, O Mary, make my body pure and my soul holy. Strive to teach your children this prayer so that from the time that they're very, very small, even before they're born, that they can hear this prayer and begin to always pray it. Again, invoking God's grace through the intercession of our Blessed Mother and through the mystery of her Immaculate Conception. And it's a very beautiful prayer, because again, remember, there really is no example in the history of mankind where the infinite power and the greatness of God's grace is manifested than in the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In her, there's absolutely no obstacle to the workings of God's grace. And we all need the help of God's grace. So you want to invoke there the Immaculate Conception. But again, by thy Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make my body pure and my soul holy. There where we ask for our Blessed Mother's help so that our soul will be holy. Soul, think again also my mind and my will, so that I can give my mind to Christ, so that I can give my will to Christ, so that I can give my body and my heart to the Lord. By thy Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make my body pure and my soul holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.